KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A 25-year prison term is what the judge in New York today gave the one-time billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried for a cryptocurrency financial fraud scheme. Outside the courthouse, ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The judge also ordered him to forfeit $11 billion. Now, he doesn't have that, but prosecutors can use assets they've already seized from Bankman-Fried to start to compensate victims. Though we've heard from so many FTX customers, they're losing hope they'll ever be made whole.
Nine people were taken to the hospital after a Los Angeles City bus was involved in a multi-vehicle crash, police say. Nobody reported seriously hurt. $60 million in immediate federal aid has been granted to deal with the Baltimore bridge collapse, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore. There could be federal charges against a 22-year-old man who faces murder and other charges in Rockford, Illinois, in yesterday's deadly stabbing spree. Four people killed. This is ABC News. A new plan to protect consumers buying short-term health insurance.
A White House official calls these insurance plans, quote, junk, and says they mislead consumers, capping benefits or not covering cures for pre-existing conditions. A new rule being finalized by the Biden administration would limit these short-term plans to 3 months and require insurers to provide disclaimers up front about what is and isn't covered. This would roll back a decision by the Trump administration to expand these plans, which were considered a cheaper alternative to insurance policies under the Affordable Care Act. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Ford plans to cut the number of hourly workers at the factory that builds the F-150 Lightning in Dearborn, Michigan, as electric vehicle sales slow. The Detroit Free Press and Louisville Courier report that Ford will begin trimming next week. A feline nonprofit is suing the National Park Service over a plan to remove stray cats from a historic district in Puerto Rico. Estimated 200 cats live in an area surrounding an old San Juan fortress. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station. I didn't, to the four
you drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in Rockford, Illinois are sharing more about four people who were stabbed to death Wednesday afternoon.
A 15-year-old girl, a 63-year-old woman, a 49-year-old man, and a 22-year-old man. Seven other people were injured, and Rockford's police chief says one of those is in critical condition.
Reporter Mark Remillard says one of the victims was a letter carrier for the post office. We still don't know the suspect's motive. Wildlife officials have found a dozen new viruses in Wisconsin fish, including a type of coronavirus found in walleyes. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources tests sport fish from time to time. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin say the fish coronavirus is a close cousin to a virus that kills birds. Scientists say people cannot get it. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pelicans in New Orleans. The final 107-100. Milwaukee now losing two in a row after that double overtime loss to the Lakers at home Tuesday night. Forward Malik Beasley had a good night, connecting 6 3-pointers and still losing the game.
That's where I felt like we lost the game. Just kept running down and running back because of turnovers. And I feel like the majority of our losses have come from us. Hasn't been too many times where I'm like, damn, they just beat our ass. We just got to continue to keep learning from each other. I don't think people realize, you know, this is only Chris's third game back with everybody, so we're still trying to figure rhythm. He's doing an amazing job. You know, he's my vet, talking to me all the time. And we all just got to find that rhythm, figure out how we can, you know, get ready for playoffs. Around this time is where you start building momentum and figuring out the rotation and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight. West winds and lows in the mid-20s. On Friday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, mid and upper 40s. Rain becomes likely for Friday night. A little snow mixing in, little to no accumulation. Lows in the lower 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Phil Itner's on the line with us, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. His video blog you can find over at YouTube. Just plug in his name, Philip Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R, six letters in each name. His Twitter handle is Itner Philip. That's it, the same thing backwards. And Phil, welcome back to the program. I understand that, number one, I suppose the good news, the Ukrainians have taken down a number of Russian ships since we last spoke. How's that going?
Well, they've certainly damaged reportedly a couple more landing vessels, which is, you know, obviously the focus has been on anything that could aid in an amphibious assault, particularly when it comes to the city of Odessa. That's been a grave concern. Not that it's particularly realistic, because having been to Odessa several times during this full-scale war, the place is a fortress. But nevertheless, the Black Sea fleet continues to be shown to be vulnerable to attack, and yet another two landing vessels, at the very least, deeply have been, you know, severely damaged.
Yeah, the good news, I guess. So also we're hearing that there's a possibility that Mike Johnson is sending up smoke signals suggesting that if the Democrats will support him in holding on to his house in the seat as Speaker of the House, he will bring to the floor Ukraine aid. Is that being, you know, discussed in Ukraine?
Well, yes, it is. It is being discussed. But you know, as somebody who is, you know, obviously very concerned and watching what's happening, you know, as great as that would be, I don't care how the aid gets appropriated, as long as it gets appropriated. But for Johnson to have held this hostage for as long as he has, and then when it aids his, you know, political position, that he will you know, use it as a kind of a bargaining chip. This is not something that needs to be you know, negotiated in a quid pro quo. This is something that needs to be done because we promised these people that it would be done, and we are obligated by certain documents, notably the Budapest Agreement of 1994, respect Ukraine's borders. And it's also above and beyond everything else. It's in our strategic interests as well. If you want to be completely Machiavellian about it, if you want to be kind of very cold and calculated about it, this is in our interest that the war is fought on Ukrainian soil and doesn't bleed further into other parts of Europe. So I'm glad if it actually does happen, and if Johnson stays on with as speaker as a result of it, but aid is appropriated, then fine, because we desperately need it here. Although there are some anecdotal stories that I'm hearing here of at least some artillery shells starting to flow a little bit, and that might be because of a because of a way that the Pentagon found around the obstruction and have at least, you know, supplied a little bit of aid here.
Yeah, well,
not enough.
Step by step, yeah. So I understand that in the last week, Putin has, particularly after the strike on the theater in Moscow,
yes,
that Putin used that as an excuse to step up his attacks on Ukraine, particularly Kyiv, and that he may be continuing to do so. I got very concerned when he blamed that theater attack on Ukraine. I was thinking, okay, if he follows through on this and uses it for a significant escalation, this could be the beginning of World War III. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's, you know, yes, we have been under intense an escalation in the volume of attacks that not only here in Kiev, but around the country. I mean, Kharkiv right now, Ukraine's second largest city, is in a dire situation because the electrical grid has come under intense attack and they don't have the air defense because of the delays, notably by the United States, to shoot these things down. So while there's this this deficiency, the Russians are taking advantage of it. And all around the country, we've had severe intense attacks following the incident at that Crocus concert hall. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was always going to do that, Putin. He was always going to, if you know the man's history, he was always going to try and turn it into something advantageous. But I think it's more important for us when it comes to this incident and the aftermath of that horrible terrorist attack is to recognize that there are more than one fronts when it comes to Russia's security. And one of the difficulties that they have had historically is within the Caucasus and within Central Asia. So, there's a valley there that borders along kind of Afghanistan, runs through a couple of former Soviet Central Asian republics called the Fergana Valley. And the Fergana has been a hotbed for Al-Qaeda and ISIS-associated groups. And ISIS-K, of course, you know, the perpetrators of this attack, being Tajiks, no doubt, you know, were trained and had support from the Fergana, but they also have issues with Islamic separatist groups in the Caucasus, notably in Dagestan or in what used to be called Ichkeria, but you know, we know it as Chechnya. So there is a soft underbelly to Russia's federation, and it gets more intense the further away from Moscow you get. And they, it seems, are taking advantage of Moscow's complete and almost total preoccupation with Ukraine and what it perceives as its Western front. And that's why I think we saw that Crocus attack. This makes things much more complicated for Vladimir Putin. The promises he made in the 90s were that, you know, you will be asked to abandon some of your civil liberties, but in return, I will provide you with stability and security. And if the separatist movements in the Caucasus and the aggrievement in Central Asia from groups like ISIS-K come home to roost in the larger cities in Russia, Vladimir Putin is going to be fighting a battle on two different fronts. And also many of those attacks will be internal within Russia. That's going to put major pressure on him. So this is a situation that is precarious for Putin, but obviously something that in Ukraine they're watching closely, because if they do drum up some sort of connection between the attack and Ukraine, there will be widespread calls, obviously, internally within Russia to, escalate their bombing campaign right at the time
nukes.
Air defenses. I mean, God forbid, yeah. Right? Yeah. But, it's scary.
Yeah, I'm curious. You know, Chechnya was arguably a testing ground for this sort of thing. You had a part of, a country that had been part of Russia or part of the Soviet Union and had been an independent country at various times over the last 300-400 years, much like Ukraine. Religiously, they're different, but because they're mostly Muslim. But, you know, he went in and over a number of years, and there was another theater attack in 2002 that he used, you know, as an mm-hmm. excuse to just bomb the crap out of Grozny, the capital city. He subdued That's Chechnya right. and subsumed it into or absorbed it into Russia. Is there a possibility that this conflict with these Muslim groups might inspire the Chechens to rise up again, or has he completely domesticated them, with his fear and fascist tactics?
Well, what he did above all else in Chechnya was ultimately through a series of basically death squads. He brought to power a guy by the name of Kadyrov, and Kadyrov is a brutal. He's a despot, and I mean, in no uncertain terms, even beyond the despotism in some ways of Vladimir Putin himself. I mean, this is a guy who literally had death squads roaming around Chechnya, killing any opposition or any groups within the Chechen resistance and in the separatist movement. He would just kill them at the behest of the Kremlin. So he's kind of a Kremlin lapdog. Mm-hmm. Until Kadyrov is out of the picture, which is unlikely as long as Putin is in power, I don't think we're going to see an uprising internally within Chechnya because of the sheer brutality of Kadyrov. But you could see it in other areas.
Although this does tell us what Putin is planning for Ukraine, if he can seize it, is he'll put a Kadyrov-type person in charge of Ukraine, right?
Doubtlessly. I mean, it is if Ukraine is to fall. There will be first, and we've discussed this, there will be an insurgency, but there will also be the occupation of Ukraine, which will consist of rounding up, people by the tens, if not hundreds of thousands. And that is not hyperbole, I do not believe. And putting them through a kangaroo court system, putting them into camps. And yes, most likely there will be executions, or there will be, there will be prison systems that are so brutal that they will result in death by starvation or others. I mean, we're already starting to see the Russians say, let's bring back the death penalty internally within the Federation. You could see in a fight against what they would perceive as an insurgency for them to be using pretty draconian methods. You're absolutely right. How they put down Chechnya does show potentially how they would put down Ukraine if they were actually to take territory. But
which has got to scare the hell out of every Ukrainian.
Of course it does, but it ain't going to happen. They don't have the capacity. They don't have the means to take cities like Kharkiv or Odessa. It's just... The country is mobilized, and they can take small places
unless they use tactical nukes. What do you think the chances of that are?
Yeah, taking
20 seconds.
Well, we go into tactical nukes, and we're in a completely different, a totally different game, and it changes everything. Because what is the world community going to do if the day after?
I don't think they're going to launch nukes at Moscow.
No, but a no-fly zone, potentially NATO troops in Ukraine in some capacity, special forces, more weaponry. The world will not sit by and let Russia drop a nuke.
On Ukraine. I just lost you, Phil.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, there you go.
But obviously, we're very concerned about it. Very concerned.
Phil Itner, check out his video blog over at YouTube. Phil, thanks so much.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Phil Itner, he's one of the truly good guys. It is 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day in your car in just a moment.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion. The use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for my listeners, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Make better sleep a health priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth. 24 minutes past the hour, so
let's see here, second hour. Yeah, this is the video, Donald. I'm assuming, Nate, you've got this thing queued up. We're ready to go. This is the video that Donald Trump doesn't want you to see. Let me tell you what it is. First off, this is Lev Parnas. He released this video yesterday, Lev did. And it's him and Rudy Giuliani and some third person talking to Viktor Shokin, who was the corrupt prosecutor in Ukraine who was looking into Burisma. And I'm going to tell you what you're going to hear. No, hang on just a second. I'm going to tell you what you're going to hear so that, because it's a little hard to understand. Giuliani says, I guess what I'm getting at is, I understand that. I understand why that's wrong. Is there any specific act that any of these people performed? Now, he's talking about Biden and Hunter Biden and their friends. Did they get a kickback? Did they get a bribe? And then you'll hear Shokin answer back, no. Here it is.
I guess what I'm getting at is, I understand that. I understand why that's wrong. But was there any specific act that any of these people performed? Did they get a kickback? Did they get a bribe?
No, what Mr. Shokin was basically...
No, Shokin says. No. Right. And by the way, the most recent source that, Gomer Pyle and Gymnasium Jordan are quoting is Konstantin Kolyuk. He wrote the 7-page Hunter Biden dossier that has been at the foundation of a lot of this impeachment stuff, impeachment against Joe Biden. He was just charged with treason in Ukraine for working for Russian intelligence. Yeah. Rudy, tell us who your friends are, right? Tell us who your friends are. This is, and then this crazy alert that Laura Logan and others. I guess I believe I already mentioned this, that that they're saying that the bridge collision was part of a plot to keep Donald Trump from winning. It's amazing. Oh, and also the maritime workers are just coming right out and saying that there's a real problem with global maritime standards. The company that owns the ship that ran into the bridge, by the way, has been, charged in the past with safety violations and with firing a whistleblower about safety violations. So here we are. Time to have tighter regulations. All righty, let's pick up your calls and see what's on your mind today. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news.
Your home from for the home devil's of advocate. The largest weekday in the world
from 4 until 6.
We are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call
today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street. This is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A 25-year prison term is what the judge in New York today gave the one-time billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried for a cryptocurrency financial fraud scheme. Outside the courthouse, ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The judge also ordered him to forfeit $11 billion. Now, he doesn't have that, but prosecutors can use assets they've already seized from Bankman-Fried to start to compensate victims. Though we've heard from so many FTX customers, they're losing hope they'll ever be made whole.
Nine people were taken to the hospital after a Los Angeles City bus was involved in a multi-vehicle crash, police say. Nobody reported seriously hurt. $60 million in immediate federal aid has been granted to deal with the Baltimore bridge collapse, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore. There could be federal charges against a 22-year-old man who faces murder and other charges in Rockford, Illinois, in yesterday's deadly stabbing spree. Four people killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tuition at University of Wisconsin schools would go up by 3.75% next school year if the Board of Regents approves the proposal next week. UW System President Jay Rothman says that's about the same as the rate of inflation. Even with an increase, Rothman says UW tuition would still be the most affordable in the Midwest. March is a big month for college basketball and for gambling addiction problems. Rose Blazinski heads the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. She says it's especially risky for young adults.
They're at a time in their life where they're high risk takers to start, and gambling fits right in with that, especially the sports betting. It makes them feel important. If you're winning, you can brag to all your friends.
March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay, going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, "We got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace." And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, "Get it moving! Get it moving!"
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight. West winds and lows in the mid-20s. On Friday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, mid and upper 40s. Rain becomes likely for Friday night, a little snow mixing in, little to no accumulation, lows in the lower 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
For all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. We'll be right back. back, 34 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning, Tom. I was sitting there thinking the other day, and I kind of agree with you that if Trump gets back in office, it'll be through the appointment through the legislator. But let's say that happens, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's going to let Putin march right through Ukraine, and then Putin's going to do that, build up, and then once Putin decides to go into Poland, now we got World War III, except it's going to be Europe that comes to Poland's defense at first. Whose side is Trump going to order us in on?
Oh, he's not. He's going to withdraw us from NATO, and he's going to break our alliances with the EU. He's already said so.
Who's to say he won't order us to fight for Russia?
I doubt he'd do that. I doubt he would be able to do that, frankly. But there was, I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I published a piece with excerpts from Rex Stout's book, The Illustrious Dunderheads. It was published in 1943, I think it was. And it was all these quotes on the floor of Congress by mostly Republican members of Congress, both the House and Senate, leading up to, this was before Pearl Harbor, you know, in the 2 years leading up to that, from 39, you know, Hitler's invasion of Poland to 40, 41, I believe it was, when Pearl Harbor happened, where they were saying, oh, Hitler's not such a bad guy, or we can do business with him, or this isn't our problem, or Europe should be able to defend itself, and they can't, if they can't, it's their own fault, you know, quack, quack, quack. And
yeah, but what if they
Trump
do?
Would just be doing the same thing. He would just be, he would be repeating what Hamilton Fish was saying on the floor of the House in 1940.
But what if Europe was successful at pushing back Russia?
I think
I think it's
possible. I mean, you know, it would probably lead to a nuclear war.
What then? What if they start winning?
Yeah, I think there's a very real possibility. Keep in mind, the economy of Russia is the size of Italy or Spain. It's not, I mean, you know, physically it's a massive country, but most of that land is in the north. It's largely uninhabitable. It's forested. It's, you know, Siberia is the biggest part of Russia, or a large part of Russia.
Yeah.
And then, you know, another large part of central and southern Russia, eastern Russia, is Asian. You know, it's Asiatic people and Muslim religion. And you see that through many of the old Eastern Bloc states as well, you know, the Stan countries. And I don't think that Putin is going to be able to successfully get those people to fight for him. And so, you know, you end up with really a much smaller Russia in terms of human resources and natural resources and financial resources and ultimately military resources. The only thing that Putin has that distinguishes him as a world power, worthy of standing toe-to-toe with the United States or China or anybody else, is nuclear weapons. You know, other than that, his economy is tiny, his form of government is, you know, looked down upon. He's turned Russia into a fascist concentration camp, essentially. It makes sense, you know, with 800 million civilians or citizens in Europe, and at least three of those countries having nuclear weapons, you know, France, Germany, and England, and possibly others. I think that it's entirely possible that if Putin wants to start a war, a land war in Europe, and we don't intervene, whether it's because Trump is president or because Biden just decides not yet, that Europe could kick Russia's ass. I think it's entirely possible.
Yeah, so do I.
The question is, if that begins, does that cause President Xi to say, okay, time to take Taiwan? And then the United States enters the war, and it would be kind of the upside down of what happened in Europe. In Europe, well, no, actually it wouldn't be, because it was the Pacific that provoked us to enter World War II. When Japan attacked us, you know, in Pearl Harbor, we declared war on Japan. And the day after we declared war on Japan, Hitler declared war on us. And so suddenly we were in the European war as well. So, you know, it could be the same kind of scenario. Not that I'm a fan of gaming out World War III. I just hope this never happens. But I'm haunted by Neil Howe's book, The Fourth Turning Is Here, in which he suggests that before we get into this next golden age, you know, the next FDR age or the next Reconstruction age or the next, you know, early American Republic, these golden ages that happen every 80 years, they're always following a war. They're always preceded by a war. And, you know, he's essentially predicting that there's going to be some kind of massive war that's going to reboot the world, as it were. And I'm not a fan of that prediction. But
it may reboot it to sticks and stones.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Well, that's what we, you know, I mean, if we have a nuclear war, that's what we're going to end up with, is, you know, it's going to literally bomb us back to the Stone Age, to the extent that any of us survive. Mark, thank you for the call. It's very, very thought-provoking. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, were your ears burning earlier?
Yes, they were.
Wasn't
that
sweet?
I want to thank Rudy. His name was Rudy, wasn't
yep,
it? He was
I believe so.
Kind and he was a very sweet man, and it was very humiliating to hear somebody. It's humbling, I should say, to have someone say such nice things about you. But
well, it's true. You're an example for
you.
All of us. You're out there, you know, talking to people every single day with your buttons and badges and you know, what do you call it, tote bag, with all the messages on them and things.
Yeah, my tote bag says nobody's above the law, and I make sure that white men see it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But now, the reason I think that we have so much trouble with white people is the arrogance. Mm. I have run into people all my life who claim to be distantly descended from European royalty. Mm. They are just, you know, they're perfect, and they can do whatever they want because they are descended from European royalty.
Yeah.
The problem with black people is they don't understand, and they will not accept the fact that black people work hard.
So the problem with black people from the point of view of these white people, you're saying?
Yes.
Right.
I can't say the word I want to use, but they work their you-know-what off.
Yeah.
And they have done so since the day they were kidnapped and sold here as slaves just to survive and stay alive.
Yeah.
And up until the civil rights, they were still living in shacks here in the South. They were not allowed to have electricity because, well, you know, black people don't earn enough money to pay an electric bill. They were not allowed to have city water because they couldn't pay the water bill. They were not allowed to have sewage because they would not know how to use a toilet. These are the things that white people have handed down generation after generation, that black people don't deserve anything.
These are the
but
stories that white
person,
people have handed down, you mean? And
yes,
not to mention
the
actions.
Handed,
yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah, the actions, you know, redlining. Mm. And but what most people don't understand is it did not matter what the white people did or how mean or nasty or selfish or arrogant they were. The black people would go home and work. And they would go and they would teach their children how to read and write. We had excellent black schools here that you know, had no funding. Black families paid their teachers to take care of, to teach. And when I go out and I'm talking to people, black women are very kind, they're polite, and part of it is because they're just naturally that way. But also, you have to remember that black people have been taught since they were old enough to understand, don't cause trouble. Don't draw attention to yourself. Don't make a mess. Don't do anything to offend a white person because you'll wind up in jail or dead. And so black people are actually much more aware of what goes on around them, whereas you have white people with white flight who built their little insular neighborhoods, their little white private schools, their new white churches, made their new white golf courses away from the black people so they would not even have to see them or think about them. And that insular environment they have lived in, they are now incapable of even understanding how successful black people are because they have earned it.
Yeah.
They've worked their, you know, like these, the black lawyers you were talking about earlier, they worked, Tom. They studied.
Mm-hmm.
They never quit. They
yeah.
never backed up.
Yep.
And they are not going to do it now. And it's going to be the black people who save this country because they know darn well that if these white Christian men get back in power and take over our government, they will bring slavery back.
Yeah.
That's
well, it was black people who brought us Joe Biden. I mean, you know, without the black vote, Joe Biden, you know, Donald Trump would have been president again.
I know. And if these white people don't, particularly white women, don't wake up, they're going to lose the right to own a car, to own a house.
Yep.
Every constitution in the Confederate South, when a woman marries, everything she owns becomes her husband's property.
Mm.
Everything. It's just like if you were married off on a marriage contract from, you know, either, you know, European marriages, you know, or Jewish or Muslim, whatever you had becomes your husband's property. And this is something I'm trying to teach white women. Do you really want to think that this man, an adulterer who's now selling you a Bible, he's never been to church, Tom. Mm-hmm. Fred Sr. was a communist. He didn't go to Sunday. Donald Trump never went to Sunday school. What's wrong with these people? Yeah. They think that they can lie to an educated population and get away with this? You know, and why?
Well, they do. They do get away with
they
it.
Do.
That's the thing. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
that's what's so sad about it.
I have people say, well, you're very articulate. And I look at them like, what? Mm-hmm. And the difference is, Tom, I never watched TV. I worked second shift or I worked third shift. I was up plucking my rear end on a couch watching stupid sitcoms. I never saw The Art of the Deal or whatever that show was where Trump would get to say, you're fired.
Yeah.
I have no idea what happened. Yeah. I don't know who shot JR because I never watched TV.
Yeah.
If I had a spare minute, I read a book. Yeah, I did not sit there and let the TV brainwash me into an ignoramus. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know, this is what the problem is, that our population, once the TV was in the house, they stopped reading. They stopped thinking.
Mm.
They are trained by the TV. They go out and buy what the TV commercials say to buy. They do what the TV commercials say to do. And black people don't really have time for that because they're working two jobs.
Yeah.
So they're smarter and they're more aware and they work harder.
Yeah.
A white person expects to have an 8-to-5, 40-hour-a-week job and be paid a great deal of money so that he can be happy. That's it. That's the difference. And it is the black people will save us if they're given a half a chance.
Yeah. Well, or if they take it, which is what's happening right now. I mean, we're seeing substantial.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, me too. Norma, thank you so much. It's always nice to hear from you. And keep up the great work.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Okay, good talking
to you.
Okay, bye. 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. 47 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars.
Your home from the Devil's
home of
the largest
weekday
in the world
from 4 until
we
6.
We are
Oshkosh
Air Support.
1100 AM and 98.3 FM
WISS.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that.
You'll get 50%.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Burby in Chicago. Hey, Burby, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Love your show.
Thank you.
This is regarding the black prosecutors' motivations. I'm only going to speak for myself in a quote by the Russian poet Alexander Solzhenitsyn, I believe that's his name. He said, when you've taken everything away from a man, you lose your power to harm him. He's free again. Mm-hmm. And Tom, that's how I feel as a black person. And I think most of us feel that way. I think this may be why we can't be fearless when we need to be and mm-hmm. full of righteous indignation. We've always wanted justice. And even when it's our own people that's wrong, we want them held accountable. And I think that's what's going on with these black prosecutors.
And Burby, if I can, just for people who might be tuning in and wondering what the heck are they talking about? My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com and my opening rant an hour and a half ago, almost 2 hours ago, was, you know, what's the deal here with, you know, the four people who have stood up voluntarily to take on Donald Trump? Now, Jack Smith didn't volunteer. He was recruited by Merrick Garland. But the four people who stood up voluntarily to prosecute him are all black. You know, Benny Thompson in Congress, and then, you know, Fani Willis and Letitia James and Alvin Bragg, going after him. But he committed the same identical crime he committed in Georgia and six other states, and none of them, you know, which are run by white people, and none of them are standing up to prosecute. I'm not seeing the white process. I mean, he could have been taken off the ballot in all 50 states. You've got 50, you know, secretaries of state. The two who did take him down, they weren't black, but they were women. I mean, what's going on here? I think your answer was brilliant, Burby. I think it was brilliant.
Thank you. We are full of righteous indignation, period.
I totally get it. Burby, thank you so much. Thank you for your contribution to our conversation. Holly in Washington, D.C. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind?
First
quickly, Phil Itner, mm-hmm. that one man is standing on vacation again, away from the whole Ukraine situation just infuriates me beyond belief.
The one and man being Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a whole system, but that's
I get it.
And it's a powerful position.
Well, and he's doing it because Donald Trump told him to. And Donald Trump is doing that because Putin told him to.
There you go. And then I think it takes so much courage and so much more talent to be an African-American or any minority and be in a position of power that you're elected to.
Yep.
That you don't cower under the weight of silly white oppression. And I'm not discounting the threats to these people at all, but they've been through so much. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, how could they not back down, especially with that phone call in Georgia?
Yeah.
I mean, it was public. Like, you had, and I'm just so grateful that we're at this point where they can activate their brilliance and start to dismantle this corrupt upper, you know, the billionaire oligarchy class and all the people that serve them.
Right.
So bravo. And I think that just has a lot to do with the reason that they're doing it, because they don't back down. They could never, like a white person could.
Yeah, no, we're seeing this now with Fani Willis, and particularly this morning, Trump's lawyers went into court and said, oh, you just need to throw the entire case out because Trump, you know, he was just talking. And talk is protected, as you know, by the First Amendment. Even when it's lies, it's protected by the First Amendment, which is true unless that talk is in the furtherance of a criminal scheme, in which case it's called conspiracy.
Right. And it just keeps running. It's like a running reel. It just, you know, so.
Yeah. Every week, the Trump legal team comes up with another BS excuse to further delay the trial. And that's the name of the game. But I think Donald Trump is running out of rope here. And again, you know, all honor to the people who brought it to him. You know, a black woman, Letitia James, a black prosecutor in New York, Alvin Bragg, and a black district attorney. And she's just a county district attorney, you know, Fani Willis down in Fulton County. There are county, there's another 40, 50 counties in Georgia. I don't recall the number. I used to live there, you know, where the prosecutors could just as easily have prosecuted Donald Trump. None of them did. There's and he committed essentially the same crime. I mean, he didn't name the number of votes he wanted, but he had the fake electors in six other states. And you've got prosecutors in every single county in every single one of those states. And you've got state attorneys general. None of them stepped up. It was Fani Willis, this extraordinarily brave woman. God bless her.
Yeah.
We all need to be praying
hero.
For her and sending her vibes. Yeah, she is
just a hero, American hero.
She absolutely
is. She's a national hero.
She's
and
right.
And thank you for bringing this one. Yeah. Thank you for bringing this conversation.
Thank you, Holly. Good talking to you. Yeah, no, Fani Willis is right up there with, in my opinion, she's right up there with the people who fought the Revolutionary War. She dared to take on the machine. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Super Beats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Super Beats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. And don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Super Beats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Super Beats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Super Beats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at TomLovesBeets.com. It's T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
trainable and productive. Then someone decided to believe in me and say yes.
And once you say yes, Thinkability Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A 25-year prison